One, you cannot become born again today and become a pastor. Is it possible?
Obviously, you have gone through a process.
So you imagine, yes, okay, yes. You wake up and then you, born I mean, again you, today. You just become born again. And then when you were just born, did you start walking immediately? You would take time to even sit down.
Yes.
And some children even sit for a long time before they even start crawling.
Yeah.
So it's not possible. Mm. It's a process of time. You know, having, I got ordained in 2012, I think, yeah. And I got born again since 1997.
Yes.
Come on,
yes.
Check the distance. Yes. It's a process. It's not something you just wake up and jump into. Mm. And by the way, I didn't want to be a pastor to start with because, come on.
I watched an interview.
It wasn't something I wanted to be become. I know God. I was serving God. I was loving God. I was doing everything to exalt and uplift my God in my capacity, as it were. But you see, that's one thing with God. You know, you can't be gathering all the knowledge. And loving him, exalting him, and knowing how to approach him, knowing how to do things by his leading without you passing the same message to the outsider. Because like they say, after you have gotten born again, after you have seen the light, because getting born again is seeing the light.
Yes, yes.
Getting born again is getting wisdom.
Yes.
Getting born again is having your eyes of understanding opened to ways that the world operates, the world. You know, there is another world that is inside the world, and there is a world outside the world. You know, and these worlds are the way, what they call the words of wisdom. There is a wisdom of the world, but there's a wisdom that comes from, you know, from God. So you need the wisdom that comes from God to be able to override the wisdom that is in the world. So what God wants people to do, you know, because I find it funny that a lot of people say, become born again, they say, this born again thing, it's going to hinder you. It will only hinder you by, how will I say it, to correct you not to go into excesses that will destroy your soul.